My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin continues to pursue his scammer Belinda for a video chat. Belinda's been very hesitant and been dragging her feet all the way. And then we make sure that the Valsiola sisters are very nice and warm. What's this all about? Listen and enjoy.
So when we last left off, a couple of weeks ago, even Joe was swayed a little bit because Belinda was talking about how creepy, how lousy the men were in Ghana, and how, you know, she was just looking for something better, tired of dealing with these Ghanaian slime bags and everything. Even Joe was swayed a little bit that this sounded like a woman talking to me.
Yes. And he started feeling bad about the Ghanaian slime bags. He doesn't want to date them anymore either.
Who else? I've been doing a lot of the editing through the clips, and I still have no compassion.
No, you have no compassion. You have no compassion, but I made you go back to where you were when this was all going down. You didn't have all this information that I've provided to people. You didn't know how deep it ran.
Yes.
All right. So let's pick up with February 7th. We'll do February 7th, and then we will, once again, not do other stuff. But it's okay. We'll do one day. I think it's a good day to edit. Good day to end on, though. Mm. She goes, "Hi, hun. Not feeling well. As soon as I get a little better, we will do our video call. See you later. Bye. Take care." Remember, I've been pushing for you to do the video call, which will be a major score. She even agrees now that it's necessary.
Important.
That to build our relationship of trust.
Of course.
Now, the only thing I'm thinking of is that, well, as we progress, let's notice how, if she's dragging her feet, because you've been dragging your feet on the money, let's see if she's dragging her feet on the video call.
That's something that we should look for.
Yes.
So right now she's saying she's a little ill.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe Joe's right.
Okay.
I go, "What's wrong?" "Feel better." She goes, "Headache since morning." I go, "I'm sorry. Are you taking some aspirin?" "I am taking paracetamol." I don't even know what the hell that is.
I have no idea. Sounds good.
Exactly. Send some. I go, "Okay, I'm glad we will be able to do video soon. You found somebody with a cam?" She goes, "Nope, found a cafe with a cam." I go, "Smiley face, I'm so excited to see your beautiful smile." She goes, "Excited to see your handsome face." Makes me happy. I go, "Aw, shucks, LOL. FYI, I'll be back later does not mean several days later, LOL." Because this has been a couple of days since we talked. She goes, "Do you know why I didn't come online?" I go, "No." She goes, "I thought you said you didn't want to talk to me until we video chat." I go, "That's true, but we were in the middle of a conversation when you had to get something for your grandmom. You said we'd be back later. I thought that meant we would continue the conversation." She goes, "Shoot, we would, but it was late when I was done. That's why I didn't come back." I go, "And the days to follow?" She goes, "No." I go, "No matter. You've made arrangements, so I'm happy. Shall we make a date for our video chat?" I'm like, "Listen, now's not the time to fight.
Right.
I got to get this video chat."
Yeah,
and you're the one asking for the date.
Yes, I'm the one asking for the date. She goes, "Not yet. Let me feel better first, please."
Okay, there's foot dragging.
Okay.
Foot dragging.
Foot knows foot dragging when he hears
it.
Huddle.
All right. I was going to make it for a few days from now because, of course, I want you to be better. I was thinking Monday, so you had the weekend with your family and friends and time to recover. I'm concerned about you. I just sent you a cyber kiss for your forehead. And also the weekends, I got the real family around, and they don't cotton to this type of talk.
No.
She goes, "Thanks, hon." I go, "Do you want me to let you go?" She goes, "Well, let me rest for a while and come back later, so we'll continue." I go, "Okay, I'll be in and out all day. Now we have found a place for us to video chat. In a few days, I am comfortable talking with you as much as you wish. I have something to look forward to and hopefully put all the questions, worries, and doubts behind us. It could be a brilliant new beginning for you and I." Smiley face.
Okay, that was good.
She goes, "Yeah, that's exactly what I also want for us. New beginning. But where will you be going?" I go, "Big snowstorm." This is February. There was a big snowstorm. "Snowstorm coming. I have errands to run. Plus, I should keep the Vassiola sisters warm, don't you think?" The ever-present Vassiola sisters.
I was laughing like hell at that today. I was going, the Vassiola sisters. Where did you think of that? Where did you come up with the Vassiola sisters?
It was just something in the...
It's like something like Ruffonzi dates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got to entertain you. You're my harshest critic.
Okay. Okay. Mission accomplished.
There you go. She goes, "Okay, take care." I go, "So you were cool with me snuggling with the Vassiolas? You're such an understanding girlfriend."
Vassiola's the pal. They're like their pals, the Vassiolas.
Sure. She goes, "LOL, I meant take care of yourself in the snowstorm." I go, "Oh, okay. So then there's no to the Vassiolas." She goes, "Yep." I go, "Okay. I won't even call you a buzzkill because I'd be pretty pissed if you did something like that. Cyber romance is so hard and frustrating." She goes, wow, finally someone gets me now. Let's continue after my nap. My head is spinning. She's like, this is a breakthrough. I think this just adds to the feeling that maybe I got sold and I'm dealing with a chick here.
I think you did get sold.
I most certainly
a bill of goods.
Oh, you don't think I'm dealing with a chick?
Oh, no, you are dealing with
a
chick.
Okay. I go, do you know what caused the headache? She goes, not really, but I think it's tiredness. I go, you need to take care of yourself. She goes, yeah, are you done with your errands? This is different. This is later on. I go, nope, hope from now. I'll be going out again later. Every time I turn the weather on, the more snow we're supposed to get. My solution is to stop turning on the weather. LOL.
Can I interrupt something?
No.
Please?
Sure.
You're dealing with a chick. You're dealing with their chick. Their chick.
No, but
those guys' chick.
But Joe, before we knew there was a guy feeding her every line. Now we've seen. Now she's kind of come clean. I'm not this person. It is possible I'm dealing with a girl.
Oh, I believe you're dealing with a girl.
Okay.
Their girl on staff.
You don't think she's in love?
No.
She could be in love.
No.
She came clean.
There are.
Sort of.
Their girl on staff.
Such a hard ass. You don't believe in love.
Tom points out that the Vassiola sisters hang around with leather Tuscadero.
Very funny.
Not really. Very funny.
Yeah,
obvious,
very funny.
Obvious.
And Susie Quattro.
Oh, I love Susie Quattro. That leather suit. Jesus Christ.
All right. I liked her haircut.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Fucking assholes. So she went LOL and smiled. I go, did I really make you laugh or was it just a Facebook laugh? She goes, you made me smile. I go, I guess I'll take that. I'd rather make you swoon, but I'll take what I can get. She goes, what are you going to do outside? I go, run around naked. I figured I would scare the neighbor kids.
That'll do it.
Exactly.
She goes, LOL, why do you want to do that? I go, because I like to make people uncomfortable. That has a double meaning right there.
Yes.
She goes, and why do you like making people uncomfortable? I go, because it's easy for me to make them laugh. I like a challenge. As for you, I just wish you to love me.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.